They say that following Jesus isn't easy. And not just they. In fact, Jesus said that following Jesus wouldn't be easy. Because following Jesus means swimming against the tide of popular opinion. Following Jesus means all too often, in fact, most of the time, going in the opposite direction. That's why we need power, power unlimited, to follow Jesus. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at that resurrection power from a different perspective. Last week on the program, we were chatting about the unlimited power that's available to you and me through God's Word. It seems a little bit of a crazy notion, this idea that you can find incredible power, unlimited power, in a book. But the Bible, well, the Bible isn't just a book. It's the living word of the living God, and when God speaks, amazing things happen. This is what the Bible says about the Bible, two verses that change everything about how we look at God's Word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Indeed, the Word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It's able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the human heart. And again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. It never ceases to amaze me how people who call themselves Christians think that they can live their lives in peace and in joy and in power and in service by never, ever opening the Bible. By never ever drinking in the living, active Word of God that helps us discern the intentions of our hearts. Because let's face it, it's in our hearts that we deceive ourselves. It's in our hearts that we conceive sin, give birth to it. And so we need teaching. We do need reproof and correction and training in righteousness in order to be proficient and equipped for every good work. What I've discovered in my life is that there are fundamental flaws and weaknesses in my personality that, try as I might, I am powerless to change. And yet, when I let God's Word wash through my heart, when I allow the Holy Spirit to write God's Word on my heart, He does things that I could never do. He unleashes power, power unlimited, to do the things that I simply cannot do. That's what happens when you listen to God through His Word, because God calls into existence the things that do not yet exist. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Think about it. How did God create the universe? God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Genesis chapter 1, verse 4. God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters," verse 6. God said, "Let dry land appear," and it was so. Verse 9, God said, and so the universe was created. In other words, God spoke the whole universe, the trillions of stars, the great lights, all the creatures and the plants on the earth. God said, and it was so. That's the power of God's Word. And if that isn't power unlimited, I don't know what is. But, and there always seems to be a but, doesn't there? But you and I, all too often, we want that power for all the wrong reasons. We want it to make our lives better rather than to empower us to sacrifice our lives for Christ's sake. We want it to get ahead, to overcome this, to get that, rather than to take up our cross and follow Jesus. I said at the beginning of the program that Jesus said that following Him would be hard. Here it is, Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 26. Then Jesus told His disciples, "If any of you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life?" Let me ask you plainly, quietly, but very honestly, why do you want God's power, God's unlimited power in your life? Is it in order to change the difficult circumstances, the difficult people, the things out there, the things around you that are causing you grief? Or is it in order that God would change you, to empower you, to enable you to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth? Is it that the Holy Spirit would give you the power to take up your cross and lay down your life, to potentially lose it all, for Christ's sake? This whole series of messages, Power Unlimited, comes with a warning. Don't try this at home unless you're prepared to lose it all, because this wild, untamed Jesus is radically countercultural, and he's calling his followers to a radically countercultural life, a life that could cost you, that will cost you, everything. Have a listen to these couple of encounters that Jesus had with the religious establishment of his day. It's worth taking a few moments just to see how Jesus upset the prevailing culture of his day. Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what it is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." But he said to them, "Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him or his companions to eat, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and yet are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what it means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." He left that place and entered their synagogue. A man was there with a withered hand, and they asked him, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath?" so that they might accuse him. He said to them, "Suppose one of you has only one sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath. Will you not lay hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a human being than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and it was restored as sound as the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him how they might destroy him. Do you get it? This is what got him killed. This is why they crucified him, because he shone light where there was darkness, because he brought truth where there were lies and upset people. Have you noticed how vitriolic people, society, culture becomes when you stand up for the rights of the unborn child, or when you speak with love the wonder of God's plan for marriage to be the sublime union between one man and one woman, or when you pull back from the filthy jokes that people are telling at work? Have you noticed? Or have you noticed about the dangerous religious teaching in schools that people talk about these days in the news, when it was Christians who were responsible for taking education far and wide across the globe, founding schools, founding hospitals, caring for the needy? Have you noticed? Jesus isn't calling you to an easy life. Make no mistake about it. You follow Jesus and you are going to upset people, and they will come against you like nothing else on earth. And what you're going to need the power for is to make it through in love, to continue shining the light of God's love into this earth, despite the opposition, the persecution, the difficult people, the difficult circumstances. As Adrian Plass once wrote, you're going to need the joy to bear the pain and sorrow. And yet, when we get God's word into us, the promise of Jesus, the Son of God himself, is this: if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. John 15, verses 7 and 8. Did you get that? If the word of God abides in you, dwells in you, has a say in you, and if you abide in Jesus, you can ask whatever you wish, whatever, and it will be done for you. There it is. Power unlimited. But not to do the things that you want, because once God's word abides in you, you'll be asking for the things that he wants. Let your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Power unlimited. With all that this world throws at us, add to that the temptations and the attacks of the devil, man, it's easy to feel powerless some days. But it doesn't have to be that way. Not at all. Because Jesus has more than enough power available to you right here and now to help you live in the victory that he died and rose again to bring you. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of Christianity Works' special edition book. It's called Power Unlimited, and it's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you lay hold of the incredible power of God so that you can be all that he made you to be. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that ebook will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so please don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time tomorrow. with a different perspective.